T-Mobile has invested billions to light up America's largest 5G network, from big cities to small towns, including right here in yours. And great coverage is just the beginning. Right now, families and small businesses can save up to 20% versus AT&T and Verizon when they switch. Visit your local T-Mobile store today.
Plan savings with 3 lines of T-Mobile Essentials versus comparable available plans. Plan features and taxes and fees may vary.
All right, joining us now on the line from the Action Network, our good guy Chris Raybon is here, and we're going to talk a little betting. And also, by the way, Chris, what is the hottest game? Because last night I saw just a blowout. And what is the hottest game right now on the board?
From a betting perspective, Bill, it looks like it is the L.A. Rams-Dallas Cowboys game. We're seeing about over 4,000 bets already for that game, which is usually not the case when you see one of the ones with the later start times. Usually people are trying to get their action a little earlier in the day, and then they go on and bet those games. So that should be a good one.
So looking at some of the money going out for some of these games, another one, rivalry game, the Chiefs at home. Big spread in this one. Started out at 11.5, now down to 10. A lot of the money coming in on the Broncos. Do people just have a big belief that the Broncos defensively are going to be able to keep this thing close?
Yeah, I think the Broncos have been a lot more competitive as of late, pretty much since they benched or, you know, whatever happened with Joe Flacco. And, you know, these spreads, we talk about this a lot, these 9 to 10-point spreads, these bigger spreads are just really tough to cover in the National Football League for favorites. And since 2015, 9 to 10-point spreads specifically, the favorite is only covering 18% of the time. So you are kind of seeing that line be bet down in favor of the Broncos, and 10 is a key number. A lot of NFL games tend to end on 10. So that's why I usually see, if you see a line like 10.5, 11, a lot of times the big money will come in and bet that down to 10. And the under, Arrowhead unders, in the Andy Reid era for the Chiefs, those also hit at a 61% clip. And that's another thing that kind of lends itself to the underdog being able to cover, because a large spread, low-scoring game, hard to get separation. So 84% of the money on Denver compared to only 63% of the bets. And then 56% of the money on the under 45 compared to only 51% of the bets.
Big game this weekend because of the controversy surrounding it. The Patriots are on the road. They're taking on Cincinnati. Now, we know about the taping that went on. That started off at about a 10.5-point spread. The Patriots offensively have not been great as of late. A 10-point spread on the road, that's pretty big, right?
Yeah, and that kind of feeds right into what we talked about with Kansas City and Denver, except in this case you have the road team being favored by 10, which is a lot. However, the Patriots are a really popular team, so the public backing the Patriots, 85% of the bets coming in on New England, but only 83% of the money, so a little bit less. I would expect some bigger money to hit the Bengals just because it is a lot of points. And also something to note, the total is 41.5. A lot of NFL games tend to end on 41 as opposed to 42, and Patriots on the road, the under has hit 73% of the time since 2016, when they really started kind of upping the level of their defense.
Another game that a lot of people have interest in specifically here is the Vikings are on the road. They're taking on the Chargers. Now, this game started out where the Chargers were giving 3, and I thought that was rather odd because you got a really good Vikings defense coming to town, and they seem to be on somewhat of a roll. The Chargers seem to be reeling. Now the game's down to about a 1.5-point spread, if I'm correct. Why are people just starting to bet heavily on the Vikings?
Yeah, so, well, people are starting to bet heavily on the Chargers. So the public is on the Vikings, 70% of the bets on the Vikings, but only 61% of the money. So about a 9% discrepancy there. And you got to remember, you know, teams usually get 2.5 points. Even if you have, like, no home field advantage like the Chargers, you still get about 2.5 points there. So it's still saying something significant that Minnesota is a 1.5-point favorite, but we are seeing some of the bigger money come in on the Chargers, who, remember, they did get Derwin James back, getting a little healthier on defense, so that could play into it as well.
And then you got the Seahawks and the Panthers. Seahawks going West Coast to East Coast. I've always said, look, it's a little bit different going to the West Coast, but when you have a West Coast team coming to the East Coast time zone, playing an early game that's going to be a noon kickoff Central Time on Fox, for those in that local area that are going to see it, Panthers are you know, getting 6.5 in this ball game. The Seahawks are giving it up. Do the Panthers, even with this new coaching staff and such, or interim coach, I should say, usually teams get a little bit of a jolt. We didn't see that last week, so tell me about this game.
Yeah, we didn't see that at all last week. The Panthers are struggling. They're banged up. They're not as good as they were at the start of the season. Kyle Allen, you know, the more tape has come out, he's regressed a little bit. So right now we're seeing the public heavily back the Seahawks, 87% of bets coming in on the Seahawks. But a little less money, 81%. And I think that's because you have the spread at 6.5, whereas, you know, on the road this could easily be a 6-point game versus a 7-point game. So you are seeing some of the bigger money coming in, kind of bet on that happening. 6.5 points, still a lot to cover on the road.
Then the game we're all paying attention to, that's the Packers and the Bears coming up this Sunday. Noon kickoff at Lambeau Field, the 200th meeting of these franchises. Packers started out as a 7-point favorite. That has now come down. What is the reason this is coming down?
Well, the Packers haven't looked particularly good, or as good as their record, at least as of late. They started the season looking excellent, and they tend to start out games looking pretty good. But, you know, as we saw last week, kind of a lull in offensive production in that game against Washington. They were 13-point favorites in that game and only ended up winning by 5. So I think the Bears, you know, on a winning streak here, are going to probably stay competitive at least. And the action is actually pretty split at this point. 52% of the bets on the Packers, 54% of the money on the Packers at that spread of 4.5. So I don't think there's too much of an edge on either side of this game. It could kind of go either way. But one thing to note, Aaron Rodgers historically has performed a lot better against the spread at Lambeau Field, covering at over a 60% clip.
Chris, it's always a pleasure. We certainly appreciate hanging out with you, buddy. Thanks for kind of changing your time a little bit for us and being a little flexible. I know we have Michael Irvin coming up in the next hour, but always great to talk with you, and we'll chat again next week, okay?
Likewise. Have a good one, Bill.
Chris, appreciate it. There you go. Chris Raybon of the Action Network joining us for a couple of minutes on the Schneider Orange Network, or Schneider Orange Hotline, I should say. You can find Chris Raybon, again, the senior editor of the Action Network. You can find him at Chris Raybon on Twitter. Chris Raybon, R-A-Y-B-O-N, on Twitter.
We really need new phones.
T-Mobile will cover the cost of 4 amazing new iPhone 15s, and each line is only $25 a month.
New iPhone 15s? It's better
over here. Only at T-Mobile, get 4 iPhone 15s on us and 4 lines for $25 per line per month with eligible trade-in when you switch.
Minimum of 4 lines for $25 per line per month with auto pay discount using debit or bank account. $5 more per line without auto pay, plus taxes and fees. Phone fee at 24 monthly bill credits for well qualified customers. Contact us before canceling account to continue bill credits or credit stop and balance on required finance agreement due. $35 per line connection charge applies. See T-Mobile.com.